Oh, Ryan.
Can't help it. I have buttons in front of me and I have to push them. All right. Welcome to today's episode of Your Daily Scrum. We are professional scrum trainers, Ryan Ripley and Todd Miller. We get together each and every day to answer your questions about scrum with the hopes that y'all learn a little bit about scrum, take an idea back to your teams, and, you know, do a little bit better each and every day. Cool.
Yes, we do.
We'll go right to the question. Does done have to include release to production? This came in on one of our comments. So be sure to like and subscribe so you know when your question turns into a video. Leave your comments and questions below because, hey, you never know. We might get an idea or you might leave a question and it will likely become a video. Yeah. So, Todd, the definition of done. So done means the definition of done. Definition of done really, you know, talks about quality, talks about completeness, points us to potentially releasable, but does it have to include actually shipping and to production? And what I'm assuming is get in front of customers.
Yeah. We're talking level of completedness, right? So right. If we say level of completedness, if we say we're done with something, then it means it's shipped. There's a black and white answer here, and it doesn't. Scrum requires that it's releasable, but it doesn't have to be put into production. I guess it's a pretty black and white definition, but we should talk about all the reasons why, from a product management perspective, we'd love if done equaled production.
Well, yeah, I think if done equaled production, then we're doing continuous delivery. Mm-hmm. We're leaning into rapid feedback. We're getting a lot of good things out into the world. We're getting a lot of good feedback back into our teams. It means that we can hopefully optimize value, optimize happiness from a customer perspective. It also means that our product owner is actively engaged and understands that continuous delivery works in their space. And so I think those are some really good things there, Todd. What comes to mind for you?
Yeah. I guess just to circle back, if you're using Scrum and you're in a potentially shippable state at the end of a sprint, awesome. That's a great place to be if you're not work there. Yeah. But I start to think about all the risk that I put my product owner hat on, right? And I start to think about these hypotheses that I've formed that people are going to use something that I think they're going to use. Even you can have a customer tell you a million times over that they need this feature, they're going to use it. You hear it from five customers, you put it into production, nobody uses it, right?
Right.
It's all a hypothesis until it's shipped, it's in the customer's hands, and you can validate whether someone's using it or not. And so the quicker we can close that gap from a product management perspective, the better, so long as we're building it with quality and so long as it makes sense to ship it, right? It has to make sense to ship it so that the customer gets something that is usable to them. So,
you know, I actually have seen this done where ship to production is part of the definition of done. And actually a leader here in the Midwest that I loved working with and hope to see this person and work with him again soon, decided that for company-wide, the definition of done means ship to production. And so I actually was going in to teach a class and this came up and everyone was there and we just walked through why a leader would choose to do that. And what was interesting, Todd, is that the leader just wanted to make sure that by the end of a sprint, things were shipped and we were getting feedback because that wasn't happening. The teams were pushing back saying, well, it's too hard to get things ready to go to production, which was the leader's point. And so he actually put release to production in the definition of done and just mandated it from an organizational level, which leaders can do, by the way, they have the right to do that. And suddenly the teams had to go back and start working with the DevOps groups and the operations teams and the design teams. They had to simplify their practices, streamline what they were doing in order to meet that mandate. Delivery got cleaner. It got simpler. Quality went up and feedback increased. And so it was a forcing function to get the teams to clean up the way that delivery occurred because otherwise they just were not looking at it. And so your mileage may vary. In this case, it was a very positive thing. But to directly answer the question, does Dunn have to include release to production? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You just have to be releasable.
Yeah. Good question.
Great question. Thanks for sending that one in. It came in, I think, through the comments here on YouTube. So leave your comments below. Leave your questions, and we'll try to turn those into videos as quickly as possible. Like and subscribe so you don't miss it when we drop the video, right? You don't want to miss your own question. That would be terrible. So like and subscribe. Check out the socials. Some videos just popped up. Maybe those are helpful to you, too. We hope that this discussion is useful to you. We hope that you're able to get to releasable. But as Todd said, if you're not, work towards that first. And hopefully you're getting some more feedback. Your customers are happier. And your Scrum practices and your delivery practices, more importantly, are getting better each and every day. But for Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. We'll see you tomorrow. Go out and do some great things.